Beis, about seven lines up. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yud Batim is Zeh Lifnimi Zeh. So you have a chutzer, and there's some houses opening into the chutzer. Besides those houses opening into the chutzer, there's a series of houses, which one is behind the other, which all open into the chutzer. There's 10 houses. The back one opens into the one in front of it, etc., 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 until finally one of them opens into the chutzer. So the halacha is Pnimi Noisin Eseiruva B'Dayos. Shmuel says that only the back one has to contribute to the Erev of the chutzer. So the other houses in the chutzer have to contribute, and the back one of these 10 contributes, and that's all you need. Because we said before that a person, the Beishar, does not aser in a chutzer, and a person lives in a Beishar does not aser in a chutzer. So Shmuel says that we look at the 9 front houses as a Beishar, as a access house to the back house. So they have no need to contribute to the Erev. The only one has to contribute to the Erev is the back house. Even the outermost one has to give. The Gemara says, "Lachero, what's shad chitzer beishar hu? Lachero, the chitzer is definitely beishar." So our answer is chitzer shal panimi. What Rabbi Yochanan meant was the one beyond the back one. In other words, if you number them from the back to the front, so house number one is the furthest one, furthest back. House number two also has to contribute. So where says my mifuki, what's this is about? Marsaber base shar the yochid shmei base shar. Marsaber lo shmei base shar. We only give the house the status of a base shar. If what it's servicing is more than one place. So the case which we discussed before, Beis Shar, was the Beis Shar of the Chotzer. That was the access into the Chotzer was through a Beis Shar. So that was where the Brisa said it. So that was a case of multiple homes being accessed through this Beis Shar. The question which we're dealing with now is that. That's where the example was given. Is that definitive? And it must be so, which Rabbi Yochanan says. There has to be at least 2 homes which are using this access to be considered a Beishar. So number 1 is not a Beishar. Number 2 is not a Beishar either. Numbers 3 through 10 are considered a Beishar, therefore they don't have to contribute. But the back 2 have to contribute. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Yud Batam Zelifnim is that it's the second white line from the 6 lines on the bottom. Yud Batam Zelifnim is that Chitzer and Pesuach L'Chatzer, the outermost opens into the Chatzer. Kulan Drisus Ragloi Olov, but all of them access into the Chatzer through that outermost house. Upnimi Darasa Kulan, the back one walks through all of them. He has schus to walk through all of them. The only way he has out is through these homes. So kula nas in beishar lois. All of the houses 2 through 10 are considered if you a beishar for the back house. The only one who therefore is considered that he would needs to contribute, if he doesn't contribute, the chotzer has a problem, is the back one alone, levado. We quoted before the parak. Said that the beishar, bador shem eno oyser, the person who lives in beishar, that doesn't answer, into the chotzer. Shaboyim shar deyurim hapsuchim lechotzer. Therefore, when the other homes, which open into the chotzer, are coming to collect the eruv, so So that's an area only the back one has to contribute to the chotzer. The other ones don't need to.
How does that work? So when the rest of them come to the rest of the, those houses come to collect, or the other
no other houses on the chotzer.
Oh, okay.
Vilchitin circle didn't have to pass. So Rabbi Yochanan said even the outermost one has to get past. So what does he mean? He means chitin shalpanimis bais hachi lechotzer. So the house which is 9 away from the chotzer, so the house which is 10 away and the house which is 9 away have to contribute. Omer Rav Nachman, three lines on the bottom. Omer Nachman, Omer Rav, Ravu, Omer Rav. Also a discussion of Beis Shar, but in a different way. Beis Chatzeris, there are two Chatzeris. Megimu Batim B'neim. And these houses, house A opens up in the Chatzer A. House C opens up in the Chatzer C. And house B opens up to both of them. So there's access from house A to B, from house B to C, and from C into Chatzer, into the second Chatzer, and from A into the first Chatzer. So, Zebor, Derech, and both Chatzeris are using house B, the middle house, is the place where they're putting the Erev. So Zeb, well, there is Zeb, and that's in the Ruba B'Zeb. These people, the people of Chatzar number one, come through house number one, and they put it down, their Erev, in house number two. Excuse me. B'Zeb, well, there is Zeb, and that's in the Ruba B'Zeb. And then the people from Chatzar number two come through house number three, and put into house number two. So you have, in both of them, you have, so house number two, the middle house, is the place where both Chatzeris are putting their Erev. So house number two does not need to contribute, because we had before the Halacha that the house where the Erev is placed does not need to contribute. But we're going to be mechadash right now. So we look at houses number one and house number three as batei shar, as beis shar. So therefore, none of the three houses need to contribute. So then not the beis shar lizeh, but then not the beis shar lizeh. So the house number one becomes a beis shar for chotzer number one. House number three becomes a beis shar for chotzer number two. And so you have a bayis shemanichin by erev veitzarach litinus apas. And that number, house number two, the middle house, does not need to contribute to the Erev because it's where the Erev was placed. Rashi points out over here that the case over here isn't that house number one is based shara to house number two, or vice versa. What house number one is based shara to, it's a based shara to the chotzer. Or it's, we've discussed, if you think about it, the first case we had before we discussed the case of Ishar was there was the access into the Chatzar was through, instead of going straight into the, through an opening or a doorway, there was a little building there which you would walk through to get into the Chatzar. That was called a Bishar. That's the classic Bishar. What we introduced before in the case of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel was that the outer homes are a Bishar for the inner home. It's not a beis shar for a chutz, it's a beis shar for a home. But what we're talking over here is a beis shar that house number one allows access to house number two. It also allows access, if you in a certain sense, for the people from chutz number two, if they want to get through into chutz number one, they have to go through house number one, being that's the beis shar for that chutz. So Rashi says it's considered a beis shar for the chutz. So Marsha says, why does Rashi learn like that? Why doesn't Rashi learn that the Beis Shar is referring to the house? Because over there, since the Panimi has no other access, it butts through the outer homes. So you could say that it's considered the Beishar, the outer homes of the Beishar, because that's a fact. But over here, B has access through the middle house has access through both houses. So there's no reason to define house number one as the Beishar for house number two. Maybe we should say that houses two and three are the Beishar for house one, because people can walk through three, two, to get to one. So why do I call one the Beishar for two more than I call two the Beishar for one? So I can't call Beishar for that, but I can say that the access into the Chatzar, this is one of the access points into the Chatzar, is through this house. I can see Rashi.
I'm assuming the classic case is when there's no, it's not like you're able to go to another chatzar, meaning one chatzar doesn't have to go into another chatzar. I'm assuming that chatzar, chatzar A, has access to the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, both, correct. That's
so,
true.
So, I mean, this is kind of a, I hear that, but in the classic case of Shah, that your only way into a chatzar to get me to wherever I need to get to is through.
That's true, but let's say for argument's sake, let's say you would have two openings into the chutzner. One came in directly, one came in through a little booth. It's still called a Beishar. The fact that there's another access wouldn't detract from the fact that it's called a Beishar. So that's what we're saying over here. Okay, Zakrashi. Gimabatim b'neim, it's three lines in the bottom of Ayin Hema Beis. Ba'ezeh pesuch l'chutzusu. This house is open into this chutzner. V'zevazu. The third house opens into the other chutzner. And the middle house opens to both houses. Ben Chatzar Zu, person from the Chatzar number one, let's say, brought Derech Beisa Pesuach Loi, goes to house number one, which opens into his Chatzar. Rasan Eruba Ben Soi, he puts the Erev into the middle house. Rasa Beisa Pesuach Loi, Kibeshar, Lara Lov Ben Soi, and now, house number one is the Beishar, which allows access to house number two. Okay, Ben Chatzar Acheres, people from the second Chatzar, also buys a Pesuch like a Beishar. They make the house open to them, a Beishar. Ve'erav Ben Soy, they put their Erev in the middle house also. So, he used the middle house to place the Erev for the other chatzar. Okay, so the law is Einechem et Yerev about the Melech Sarklitin Pass. None of these three homes need to contribute anything to the Erev, to either Erev. Elam Shum Beis Shar, the two outer ones, because they are Beishar, Erev in the middle house is because it doesn't have to contribute because it's the house where you put the Erev. Then Beishar is that. Kobayis not the Beishar, the Chatzar Shu Pesuach Loi. So each one is a Beishar for the Chatzar that it goes into. Okay. Sata Gemara. Bodek Lahu Rechavel Rabbanan. The third line from the top, Aleph. So Rechava was testing the Talmidim if they would say a smart answer. So he gave him the following scenario. Beis Chatzeris, Beis Batim Ineim. So this case we had before was two Chatzeris with three houses in the middle. This is the case was two Chatzeris with two houses in the middle. Okay. So for some strange reason, the people in Chatzar number one decided they want to put their Erev in not in the house adjacent to that, but in the house which is adjacent to the other Chatzar. People in Chatzar number one put their Erev in the house which is adjacent to Chatzar number two. Okay. And people in Chatzar number two put their Erev in house number one. So each one is using the house So it comes out that house number two, chutzah number two, is looking at house number one as the Eruv, and house number two as the Beis Shaar. People in chutzah number one are looking at as house number two as the Eruv, and house number one as the Beis Shaar. So, Kano Eruv Oloi. So is that a valid act of putting an Eruv or not? So what's the question? So if house number one is a Beis Shaar, for chutzah number one, house number one is a Beis Shaar, and house number two is where you put the Eruv. So if house number one is a Beis Shaar, chutzah number two is using that as where they put the Eruv. You can't put an Eruv in a Beis Shaar. But they're making house number two a Beis Shaar, so they can't put an Eruv in a Beis Shaar either. So what are you looking at? And if you don't say it's a Beis Shaar, okay, so it's a valid Eruv, it's not a Beis Shaar, but then this house hasn't contributed to the Eruv. And this house has contributed to this Eruv. So also, it's a Beis Shaar, it doesn't need to contribute. Yeah, so if you consider a Beis Shaar, it doesn't need to contribute, then you can't put an Eruv in it. So that was his question. Okay? Let's read it inside. Mima Shinim Lahu, Lagabi Dehai Bias. Can we make this status that vis-a-vis chutzah number one, house number one, we'll call it a Beis Shaar, and vis-a-vis chutzah number two, it's a bias? We got to be the high Beis Shaar. We got to be the high bias. And the same thing is true for the opposite, for house number two, vis-a-vis chutzah number one. Or you make this type of a monar shoch. So, what do you want? Someone like Shneim Lekonav Erev. Neither chotzer has a valid Erev. This is what they told him. Because monar shoch. Ibe Shar Mashvus Lelei. If these houses are considered a Beis Shaar, so then Hanur Sinas Aruba Beis Shaar Achsadra Mepes. So we quoted before the Brisa, which says if you put the Erev in the Beis Shaar or an Achsadra, which is a covered portico, or Mepes is an open porch. Ain't no Erev, it's not a valid Erev. Elamai Yibayis Masher Slay. If you consider these as homes, not as Batei Shaar. Kamatal Tol Yibayis, Loma Arev Lay. So you're carrying, if house number two is where the Erev was placed for Chatzah number one, so house number one did not contribute to the Erev. You're carrying, to get to your Erev, you have to be able to carry through that. That you can't do because it was you have a house that didn't contribute. Okay, so we don't say that. Well, we're willing to look at this simultaneously as two different things. And say in some ways it's a bias, some ways it's a Beis Shaar. So we'll consider it a bias that's valid to put an Erev in for chutzah number two. And at the same time, we'll consider it a Beis Shaar for chutzah number one. We don't say that type of a model, a type of a stira. So now, the Gemara is going to ask a question. We find in a totally different type of scenario, they're willing to look at something simultaneously, two different things. So, man, why don't we say the same thing over here? What's that case? How is it different than the case of Rav? Because we had this way back when. Dama Rav. So, Erev has to take effect, finish Moshe's. So Erev has to be placed before Erev takes effect when Shabbos starts. So Erev has to be placed before the Shabbos starts. And Erev has to be intact when Shabbos starts. Both points are true. So what about the following happened? The following. Amar lo shnayim tzeva arvelin. Two people told him to go make an Erev for them. Each one separately. That's a Rube Tchuman. Le'echad Erev Olav Miboydayim. Le'echad Erev Olav Ben Hashmashas. One of them, he placed the Erev when it was definitely daytime. But one, he placed the Erev when it was Ben Hashmashas. So number one says, I'm great, I have an Erev. However, Zeshir will love him by Yom, Nechale Ruve ben Hashemoshes. During the Hashemoshes time, it was consumed. Okay. Zeshir will love him by Ben Hashemoshes, Nechale Ruve Mishatechshah. So now we're going to have a monoshach situation. If we call Ben Hashemoshes Yom, and therefore number two put it down when it's still Yom, he put it down for number two when it's still Yom, then number one didn't have an Eruv. Because by the time Ben Hashemoshes was over, it was eaten already. It's always said, no, Ben Hashemoshes is Lila. So, well, that was great. The mind was placed before day, before night. Ben Hashemoshes is nighttime. But when Ben Hashemoshes started, it was still intact. The fact that it was eaten Ben Hashemoshes doesn't bother me. Yeah, but then number two, his heir was only placed after nighttime. So we're going to have to look at these two, Reuben. We have to be willing to say, vis-a-vis you, Ben Hashemoshes is nighttime, and therefore your heir was placed beforehand and was eaten after nighttime. Vis-a-vis you, it's still daytime, and then you could put your heir down. So the loch is shneim cut away. So Rabbi says, or Rabbi, the side is Rabbi, says both are considered an heir. Because we look at each one vis-a-vis its own needs. So why don't we do the same thing over here with the two batim? It means you're willing to say simultaneously, Ben Hashemoshes is Yom, and Ben Hashemoshes is Lila. We're willing to do that. So why don't we willing to say, this house is a bias, and this house is a Beishar? So verse says, Hachi Hashra, Hosam, Savak Yimama, Savak Lelya, Lo Min Kermilsa. So Rashi says, you're right, Mikra didn't listen, it's a Savak Rabbana. And I have a right to be Mekel. And I write to be Mekel for each individual according to his needs. Vis-a-vis number one, they say, listen, I'm not sure that the heir of Ben Hashemoshes is day or night. Well, be Mekel and say that the Ben Hashemoshes is night. Therefore, your heir was still intact when night fell, when night time came. Vis-a-vis number two, we'll say the opposite. There's a problem with our psak. Our psak becomes, in people's eyes, ridiculous. You know, you can't pass for him this and pass for him that. It's not obvious to people what we're doing. Lamin Kermils, it's not something which you can see as obvious. You know, each person's psak is personalized to him, and it's not an obvious thing. But over here, Al Hacha, the legabi, the high bias, legabi, the high bias. People say you're putting the Erev in house number two means you're considering it not a Beishar. They're comfortable with that, but they say, well, then house number one is also a bias, so why didn't you contribute to the Erev? Legabi, the high Beishar. So you answer, well, that's only a Beishar. So the legabi, the high, not a Beishar. So you can't look at it independently, so you end up with this thing which looks strange. So Chazal, we're not willing to be matched under those circumstances. Zekrashi, second Rashi at the top. Barik Menasa im Chachmu Lahoshiv. He was testing to see if they would be smart enough to answer. Shechazer to stay batim minehim. They weren't trying to make one big era between the two chaserus. Each chaser is making their own era. Each one did not place the era in the house which opens to it. Or rather, they made the house which is pursuant to them a beishar. And they put the Erev in the other house which opens into the house which opens into the chutz. Now, Tavai, this is a sure like this. He's Tavai beishar mishavina. If we consider both of them a beishar, enechem and Erev, neither Erev is valid. And I said it's Ruba beishar, tzanan, l'kamon. They know Erev. Putting the Erev in the Beishar doesn't work. Vitara al-bayis gomer, both things that are al-bayis. So in echa mehem, Erev, right to the not a good Erev. Shrei bayis ze, mafsig bein chotze, le'eruva, so the Erev is in house number two, house number one is not, wasn't ma'arev with the chotzer, so the whole chotzer can't carry. V'hulo Erev imot, it didn't contribute. So if the people would not be able to carry back and forth to where the Erev is, because there's a house there which would not allow allow to carry there, that's a chesaron in placing the Erev. So what's our question? Can we consider each house? They'll have dual identities. The gabi chotzer smucha loy. The gabi, the house that the chotzer that it opens into. All of this is a beis shar for the back house. Shalatzer love there for that chotzer in the house. The gabi chotzer acherish asasu bayis gomer. But vis-a-vis the second chotzer, which placed its erev in it, considered it a home. What we call it a home? Meniach by ruva machine lay ki bayis. The mikdash ruva considered like a bayis that the erev is valid. So what do we do? So they said it's no good because monashach. Whatever you want to say, it's not going to work. Time of farshi also explains. Consider a bias. Kamatal to chochotzer b'bayis lo ma'ariv le. They have to be allowed. They're going to be carrying through a bias which didn't contribute. The Gemara says, why is it different in the case of Rava or Rabba that gives on the side? Shame cut away. So how do we do that? Amishum the Benishmash is Safiku. The Safik did the Ram, how could you make up Misafik? Veriv is Midi Ram, who Erev is Rabbanan. So Gabi Hai Shanakali Ruba Benishmash is for the person who was Erev was consumed Benishmash. He said, listen. Air, that's already night time, so it was intact when night fell. Mishina lay Lyle, yeah, Elelia. Ramina Karnik, the Erev, Kon Erev, the Erev, as far as he's concerned, the Erev was effective already, and then once it's effective, it can be eaten. Gabi Hai, Shira will have Benishmashes. For the other person, where the Erev took place, Benishmashes, she says, it's still daytime. Mishina lay Yah. Radayan Havalahu, Lo Shos, Likna Shrisa. It's still time to be kind of Shrisa. Over there, since it's not noticeable, so people will not look at the words of the Chachamim like a joke. Okay, I'm on the right here. So you say, okay, what's this house? Well, it's a Beishar and a Bayis. That's what we're going to say. So people say, that's ridiculous. The words of the Chachamim, even though you're grounded in your logic, that listen, it's two different questions. One isn't automatically defining elements of the other. They happen to come together, so let's look at them separately, because they are really separate, and passing each suffix by itself. But that's true, but the vice, it looks like a joke. So we don't want to create a place for the non-believing Jews to use that as to lirdos, is to overpower themselves over the chacham. Okay, hadar lachador. Okay, so this next discussion, the beginning of this next parak, deals with cases where you have two chaserus next to each other. So certain scenarios, they're allowed to be ma'arav together as one. Certain scenarios, they must be ma'arav together as one. Certain scenarios, they cannot be ma'arav together as one. So what are some of the circumstances when that issue plays out? So zotim eshechaloyin, you have a window. As opposed to a door, so if you have a door between two chatzeris, So then over there they have a choice. They can either be ma'ariv one or two. There's no door at all, just a solid wall. They must be ma'ariv two. They cannot be ma'ariv as one. If there's a window between two chateris, and it has a minimum size of dalet al dalet, it has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim, and the besech asura, and part of the window at least starts within 10 tefachim off the ground. So then the loch is ma'arv and shnayim, v'imrotzu ma'arv and echer. They have a choice. If they want to be ma'arv together, they may be ma'arv together. They don't have to, but they may. However, if that chaloid is too high, or it's not large enough, you cannot look at that as an access point between the two chaseris. And therefore, they must. There's no access. There's no access. They have to be ma'arv separately. They cannot be ma'arv together. So Rashi chaloid shebein shtei chaseris. B'sechah sar mafarshu gemora sheik sas haymenu. If you mashu b'sechah sar the kark. You don't need the whole thing within 10 tefachim off the ground. You need part of it, even a little bit. Ma'arv and shnayim. Shnei Reuven, it means two separate Reuven. It's Eilu Latzman. This chotzer by itself, and Eilu Latzman, this chotzer by itself. But certain zumzum, they may not carry from one to the other. We wrote to Ma'arv and Echad. Erev Echad, Shiitnu, Eilu Reuven Vacheris. We are Vo'imo Hemi Yukechad. So one chatzar will place the Erev, their Erev in the second chatzar. The second chatzar will also place their Erev there. I mean, they all contribute to one Erev. And they'll make it one mincha Erev. Pachas mi'arba, if the opening is less than 10, 4 by 4. So la pesachav, that's not a doorway. Namala mi'asor nami. Above 10 also. It also is not acceptable. If we stop the wall at 10 tefachim, it's considered a separation between the two chazeres. So the fact that there's an opening in the wall 15 feet off the ground, that's very nice, but it's not one. Well, where do you draw the line? You draw the line by 10 tefachim. If there's nothing of that opening within 10 tefachim off the ground, it's not considered the doorway between the two chaseres. Let's argue the following. Every wall stops at some point in time, so there's always access. But that's not a valid access. They can't pass over the top of the wall, but or through the window, but their carbon stuck or through the cracks. They may not do that because they're separate. Let's hold it here.